USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Speaking at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Esper says the stories of the American soldiers who fought to stand against tyranny will never be forgotten.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
Congress is expected to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A trade representative is speaking out over concessions made in the USMCA deal. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A senior U.S. trade rep is dismissing the idea of political costs to the Trump administration after some Republicans signaled concern over concessions that the president made to get Democrats on board with a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Robert Lighthizer saying on Sunday,
this should be a Trump trade policy. And a Trump trade policy is going to get a lot of Democratic support. Remember, most of these working people voted for the president of the United States.
He told CBS's Face the Nation the new bill is more enforceable and better for American workers and manufacturers and farmers than it was in its original form. And he predicts it will be getting a lot of Democratic support.
And a new survey out says A Christmas Story is America's favorite holiday movie. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers are bracing for a North Korean provocation as the deadline for the United States to change its policies draws near. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The U.S. has responded to North Korea's demands to offer new concessions in deadlocked nuclear talks. U.S. Envoy Stephen Biegun.
Much has been said about North Korea's end-of-the-year deadline. On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline. We have a goal to fulfill the commitments the two leaders made during their historic summit meeting in Singapore.
He says a major provocation by Pyongyang would be, in his words, unhelpful. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans are waking up grumpy 300 days a year, meaning only about 65 mornings are good ones. That's according to new research. The survey found that 2,000 respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately three times a week and once from outside noises and unusual dreams. Ingrid Pruer is known as the sleep whisperer. She joins Fox News and shares why many folks are waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, it's because most people don't put sleep as a priority on their list. They think of everything else they have to do, including socially, you know, social events. But that's why they wake up grumpy the next day. They don't pre-plan this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.